And then you came back to Kansas?
Yeah, my wife and only son. I was the only one board shipped. It was a father, I think. My wife was living out on the farm with her dad and mother.
Then you settled into life there in Kansas. And what town was it nearby?
Well, we were married in Garnet, Kansas.
Right. And then when you came home from the war, where did
we went to Garnet, Kansas. That's where Curtis was born, the oldest son. Then the next son was born there. Owned a couple of stations.
Gas stations.
Yeah. My mother-in-law was a high Republican and a Republican chairman and all of that. And I had people encourage me to run for a county office about 1948, I think. It was the county clerk of Anderson County, Kansas. So I filed for that office and was elected by about 27 votes, something like that. I beat an incumbent Republican, and I was a Republican, who had served there about 4 terms or so. It was a close battle, but we did a lot of campaigning and had a lot of friends. My mother-in-law did, and I did. So that's where we were elected. About 1952, I served in my 3rd term. The governor of Kansas offered me this position in his state government to head up the State Commission of Revenue and Taxation.
You're 27 years old then in 1948 when you win that election.
Yeah.
Did you become a Republican because your mother-in-law was a staunch Republican?
Not necessarily. I liked the party for what it stood and was doing. Back in those days, my folks, they were all Democrats, but they were conservative Democrats, would be equivalent to the Republican today. In fact, I voted absentee ballot when I was in service. Franklin Roosevelt was our president.
Did you vote for him?
No, but you know what? I had a high regard for him because he put the CCC camps and other things out, the jobs, and battled this depression and all, and he was doing things in this war that I liked a lot. As a matter of fact, we were on our way to Cherbourg, France, over in Italy on a transport, and the flags was half-mast all across the ocean, and we didn't know why. What we got into our plane in France, the captain got on the loudspeaker and said that Roosevelt had died, our commander-in-chief. I told my mother-in-law this, too. I got a tear in my eye because, you know, he was our commander, and he'd done a heck of a good job.
Right.
But I remember that.
Then you were a member of the Kansas State Tax Commission. The governor appointed you. Then you went on to another elected office?
Well, one of the things that my job required of me at the state capitol there was I was responsible for the assessment and taxation of all corporations and companies. We had the Court of Appeals, of Boards of Equalization. The local assessor assessed the local property, but this was people like Phillips and what have you, all the railroads. The hearing would be before our board. After about 2 or 3 years up there, I had an offer, a good offer, to join Phillips Petroleum Company. One of the things that I had to do when my job there with the tax commission was the legislature passed a law, and I had to develop ratio studies that was made on whatever sales were made. The officers were required to put the sales price and what the assessed value was to get the ratio, because Kansas law was assessed at a true market value. What a willing buyer, willing seller. But Phyllis offered me a job. The governor's term would have been expired anyway, and it was just a great opportunity to get free business, so that's where I ended up in Midland, Texas. Phillips Petroleum Company in a tax insurance and claims division office. I was transferred down there.
What year would that have been?
About 1952 or 3, I think.
Phillips Petroleum at that time. Who was the executive in charge of Phillips?
Well, the one that was Forrest Smythe. Forrest Smythe headed up the tax insurance and claims division. Boots Adams was the...
Boots Adams.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet him?
Yeah.
What kind of a person was Boots Adams?
He was a great free enterprise guy, a business guy, and the company had good retirements and good wages and good everything, so it was a good deal, a growing thing.